T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Yeah, always good news when it's Friday.
You got that right.
Mm-hmm.
Been waiting all week for that.
I know. Hey, you know what's really cool? If you listen to WORD today, you can just stop listening to the news for the next couple of years,
yeah,
and you'll
really
be all caught up.
Exactly, because it's news for us is what the rest of the world catches up with later, right?
Yeah, well, we're still in a stage where we call it disinformation before they're later. We forced to produce the goods on it and admit, well, it was actually true. We just didn't want you to know because it made the Democrats look bad. Some incredible revelations from NBC. Full more than 2 years after we first detailed them here, but you know how this works.
Yeah.
They lie and ignore the actual news. They lie and tell you, no, Trump made it up. It's Russian disinformation. Hunter would never do that. And then we find out he did. So NBC breaking. I love how they used to breaking news, right?
Oh, it's breaking, Art. It's broken.
Yes, broken. It's broken. We picked up the pieces, swept it up, put it in the trash, and took it out years ago. But hey, it's new to the folks at NBC. And I point this out to you trolls. You are probably the most manipulated people on earth. I mean, at least the Chinese government is honest when they put, like, the digital wall around China so that those people don't get to know anything. They know that the government and the party is lying to them. They know their media is lying to them. So it's all kind of honest in a way. You know, you guys, you poor dementia. I mean, you realize all of you folks who listen to this station and mock me on a daily basis on a text line, you realize that NBC is just now admitting what we broke 2 years ago?
No.
I mean, that's stunning to me. Anyway, breaking news, Lee. This is going to shock you. Hunter Biden. So you know what this is? This is what annoys me. This really chafes me. That they call it breaking news, and you know what? That is almost mocking to the people who got it right a couple of years ago. Because,
it's misinformation.
You know, yes. You know why? Because it's like, well, it's not real till we say it's real. And we might have gotten it wrong, denied it at the time. But hey, we're here at the table to tell you breaking news. Hunter Biden took $5.8 million from Xi Jinping. Yeah, I know. I've been talking about it for years.
Told you.
But it's breaking news, right? Just like, and you know what they did? You know where they got it? They went into the Hunter Biden laptop treasure trove as if it wasn't available before.
Which was simply a Donald Trump talking point, though,
right,
Tara.
Right, right, right.
It wasn't real. It didn't exist.
No, it was just Donald Trump using Russian disinformation to confute. No, actually, it happened. But in this, Xi Jinping paid Hunter Biden, just literally sends wires checks to something called a Wasco. That's theoretically a company, but it's really just an account controlled by Hunter. And NBC then talks about how Hunter spent $200,000 a month after that on what they call reckless spending with cash withdrawals.
Gee, he fits in real well with Washington, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, he's great. Well, I mean, the prostitutes cost you a lot of money, and then there's the blow. It's very expensive to live that way. But anyway, he does. So, and then they note, you know, it's weird. We can't seem to find anything Hunter actually did for this money. Well, yeah, that was the deal. I mean, and how could they have known this before the election?
It's kind of hard to get work done when you're sitting in the hotel room doing blow and hanging out with hookers, isn't it?
Right.
Kind of limits your productivity.
It does. I mean, every once in a while you take your laptop to get it repaired, but other than that, you don't seem to do much. And he admits at this time, like, you know, I mean, he's told a late night comedian, I could barely find my pants and put them on my body during this period. So, I mean, the idea that he was doing something worth $5 million for a Chinese company is absurd. And NBC all but says that here in this breaking news of theirs. Now, they could have known this over 2 years ago had they talked to Tony Bobulinski, but they refused to do that because they don't do actual news. But there is actually a tiny fragment of new news in here. And it is unbelievable for those of you who had to endure, because really it takes endurance, withstand years of fake news from the media on Russiagate, which was not a real story. So they were ignoring the actual corruption by the Bidens, telling you it wasn't real, while pursuing a story about Trump that was a total lie. But do you remember the media's efforts? I mean, it was night after night after night. And I would check Newsbusters the next day just to see, like, what percentage of their newscast did they... you know, did they dedicate to what we now know is a complete Russia collusion hoax? I mean, total hoax. Some nights it was 2/3 of the newscast, half the newscast, all of it completely fake, as we learned this week in federal court. I'll get to that in a minute. But there was a tiny piece of information here that is new to me and that I've never seen before. A connection, if you will. Now, you remember how wild the mainstream media went looking for any connection between Trump and Russia.
Right, the ones they actually made up.
Anything. Because they knew that the Russian money had bought Trump. They knew it had. They could tell, you remember, by looking at him. Because literally Rachel Maddow told us you could tell by looking at Trump that Putin was controlling him when they were in the room together. Those are a special skill set you only have at MSNBC. And they knew the money was there. And remember, they promised we were going to find it when we finally got his tax returns, right? That's where the money was. And then we got them, and it was not there. And they even went back to the 1990s to condo deals that Trump did where he was investing with a conglomerate. And inside the conglomerate of investors, and a lot of times there would be dozens to hundreds of investors, they'd go try to find a Russian. And that must have been how they slipped him the money in the 90s so that Putin could own him when he ran for president. I mean, that's how stupid it got, right? Well, you think these same people would be alarmed to the highest degree to find another direct Russia connection and a money transfer. Now, this is, we've already covered the $200 million that Hunter's firm Rosemont Seneca got from Botarina, the oligarch's wife connected to Putin, and then the money she just wired him directly, multi-millions there as well. So we know about that. And nobody cares. It's just, you know, the Russians just literally wire the money to Hunter Biden. And they're like, yawn, what's next? So the mainstream media telling you need to be terrified of Russia, they're not afraid of Russia. In fact, they're totally fine with Russia owning at least the family of the president. But they spend so much time pretending that Trump was involved. Okay, listen to this. Yi Jingming, NBC reports, was effectively an arm of the Chinese government. But also, listen to this, the Russian government.
Well, there you go.
He was the lead for Kremlin-controlled companies and Kremlin-aligned businessmen, particularly those involved in energy.
Wow. Gee.
So is this the Chinese passing Hunter money, or is this the Russians passing Hunter money via the Chinese? Listen to this. Yi Jingming also served as NBC News, right? So it's now undisputable, as China's unofficial bridge to Russia on energy. Okay. What have I spent, like, you know, talk myself blue in the face for months saying every single thing Biden has done on energy, 100%, mm-hmm, bar none, has helped the Russians at Americans' expense at the pump.
Yep.
See, I can draw lines. The kind of lines the media tried to draw with Trump. This is an actual serious question when we now know that the sanctions have doubled the Russian fossil fuel, mainly oil revenues. And nobody in the Biden administration wants to end them, so Russia's going to continue to get rich while you get poor at the pump because it just raises the price for you and it goes into Putin's pocket. I mean, think about it. If Putin could choose exactly what he'd have Biden do on any given day, Biden would do exactly as he's done since the beginning, which is shut down all of this production so that the Russian oil would then generate twice the revenues. And by the way, they're selling a third less than they used to. I mean, I can't think of anything that Russia would have Putin do that Putin would have Biden do differently. Can you?
No.
And now we know this money is going to his accounts. We got the Batarina money, $200 million. That's from the FBI. It's right out of the federal court case against Devin Archer, Hunter's business partner, who somehow went to prison without him. Weird. But, so, I mean, we got Russian money all over the place. We are now into about $215 million in definitely Russian money and possibly using this Chinese go-between to send Russian money to Hunter. I mean, a guy directly connected to Russian energy interests. And listen, Lee, they don't care. They don't care. I mean, these are people who are utterly terrified of Russia, they claim. This is, Russia is the most dangerous country on earth. Russia is terrible. Russia, blah, 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 blah. And Russia could pay off Joe, and they're like, eh, it only merits a line in this NBC piece, but at least it's there. Which goes to show you everything they tell you about Russia. It's pretty much a lie. Let's make it up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Unbelievable disclosures coming from that court case that the media is largely ignoring, because it shows that they lied to their sheeple for years. Unbelievable. Okay, so here's what happened this week. This is one of this week's biggest stories. It hasn't got anywhere near the due that it deserves. Sussman's trial is going on in Washington, D.C. He's Hillary's lawyer, and he's being tried for lying to the FBI, which is a crime. So Sussman is the guy who took the documents and the data that would kick off the Trump-Russia investigation to the FBI. So we now know. Just remember, the FBI, they went on TV. They told us this was a real deal. There were connections between Trump and Russia. And we now know that on the day that Sussman showed up, on behalf of the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, and Hillary Clinton, who he worked for, and gave them this bunch of garbage purporting to show communication between Trump, Trump Tower, and Russian-owned Alpha Bank, that this was, you know, this was how Trump was, you know, communicating with Putin, his handler. So Sussman takes this junk, this purported data that supposedly shows this, to the FBI. Okay, so the big deal this week was when the FBI agent Scott Hellman, who's, you know, FBI cyber analyst, testifies. He knew right away that the Russia collusion accusations were fake. The data didn't support them. In fact, the data was so bad that he testified from the stand under oath that he wondered if the person who put it together was suffering from a mental disability. Okay? So this is how over the top obvious it was to the FBI's cyber analysts. There was no Russian collusion, right? Trump wasn't talking through server to his Russian handlers. I mean, it was so bad. Hellman says, yeah, you know, I told him he is FBI, inside the FBI. This data was so bad. The person who put it together must have been suffering from a mental disability. And the FBI went, yeah, okay, it's a lie, but we love it. We could use it. So here's what happened yesterday in court. The Sussman team, in order to defend Sussman, they're accusing him of lying to the FBI that he didn't tell the FBI he was working for Hillary and the DNC. Sussman's team produced notes showing, hey, the FBI lies too, which has been our contention here all along. They're big liars. And they're big into crime, probably bigger into crime than some of the people they actually prosecute. They're a danger to the country. And this set of notes really shows it. That, and this is fascinating, that it's Hillary's people. You know, these lawyers defending Sussman that are bringing this forward. And what they showed was a bunch of handwritten notes by FBI agents who knew damn well there was no Trump-Russia connection, whose own cyber agent had told them, hey, this stuff's loopy. There's no connection here. The person who put it together must have had a mental disability. There's no evidence here of Russia collusion. The top guys at the FBI take that same data into the DOJ and say, oh, yeah, we totally need a, we totally need to spy on Trump. Wow, he's a danger. We need to go ahead and get a FISA warrant. We need to open an investigation. Y'all need to be a part of it. Y'all need to prosecute Trump. So we now know this. Their own internal cyber analyst told them, these leaders at the FBI, this is a bunch of junk. This is a joke. There's no connection. You know what is shocking? You know how fake the world you live in is? Do you realize that the New York Times and the Washington Post would later win a Pulitzer for reporting on Alpha Bank when even the FBI analyst who first looked at it was like, whoever put this together, this data, probably had a mental disability. It's so deranged. That's what you win Pulitzers for now. It's the lie. It's the ability to lie. It's the ability to sell the lie to the public. Not the truth. Anyway, yesterday in court, they presented these handwritten notes from the FBI telling lie after lie after lie after lie to the DOJ to get the ability to spy on Trump. That FISA warrant. Remember that FISA warrant not just allowed them to spy on Trump. And we're going to end up finding out they were spying on Trump for Hillary. That's what they were doing. And the DNC. Not only did it give them the ability to spy on Trump, it was a three-jump warrant. So they could spy on anybody that anybody in the Trump organization had communicated with and anyone they communicated with. So if somebody got copied on an email, you got spied on. They wanted to surveil the Republican Party is what they want to do because they're a fundamentally anti-American organization that answers to the Democrat Party. That's who they are. They're big crime, basically, posing as law enforcement. The March 6th notes reveal lie after lie after lie by the FBI leadership. Keep in mind, this is after they know from their own analysts this whole thing's a lie, and they don't care. They walk into the DOJ and ask for an investigation based on lies that they actually wrote down. They were so casual about this. It's just unbelievable stuff. So that's it. The Hillary people are basically making the point, look, you can't trust the FBI. All they do is lie, which has been my contention all along. So I'm thrilled that Hillary's people and Sussman's attorneys agree with me on that. This agency is dangerous. It needs to be dismantled. I mean, I'm talking all the way down to the last janitor. Turn the lights out, lock the doors, and detonate the building. Get everybody out of there, fire them all, and blow the building up. Never again. Never again. We cannot go forward as a country with this agency in place. It is a danger to the republic. So this has been a fascinating trial to see just the evidence of FBI lying admitted as evidence into the federal record in this case under oath as a defense. It's unbelievable. But the media's not going to explain any of this to you because it would be dangerous for you to know.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A new record. Yay, 11 days in a row. New record high gas price today. Very exciting. We just do this every day now. We hit a new record high gas price, never before seen. And most days we hit record high diesel prices too, which is going to whack the cut. You're just going to whack out the cost of food, but nobody cares. Quite literally, nobody cares. And you could see that yesterday from the hearing that they had. That the Biden administration officials in absolute total denial that anything they've done has caused gas prices to go up, has caused oil prices to go up. So what that means is they're not going to change course. They don't care. And what was amazing is as they went into this, you know, this hearing yesterday, they surely saw in the news, because everybody saw it, that we're headed for $6.20 a gallon gas by August. Okay. And they hear that and they're utterly unmoved. They simply don't care. They don't care what that'll do to food prices, because diesel is used to haul food. They don't care if single moms are going to have to cut back on food for the kids, even if they already have government help. They don't care that Walmart just announced that it's going to half gallons of milk since nobody can afford a gallon anymore. They just literally don't care. I want you to hear from Jennifer Granholm. She is the energy secretary. Not now. But in November of 2021, when she thought high gas prices were super funny.
In Sturgis, Michigan, it is $2.89 a gallon. I guess that's better than in California. What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. What?
Why would we want to do that? This is also from November of 2021. And I'm building up the case here. Okay. She knows the Democrats are doing this. She knows the Biden administration's doing this. She knows it's on purpose. She knows that. And she explains it. This is another clip from November of 2021. I guess after that, they told her to shut up and not tell the people the truth anymore. That this is not just an accident that we have record high oil prices. It is the policy of the Biden administration. Administration. Here she explains that, you know, the reason the prices are up, we're working through an energy transition. We're getting off oil.
We're working through an energy transition. And the reality is we have to take some time to get off of oil and gas. We recognize this. This is a transition.
Okay. So that is what they are doing. This is a transition. And that is why this is in response to a question, a rather long question about why oil prices, why gasoline prices are so high. And in case you didn't understand any of that, here she is again, same month, November 2021.
The bottom line is that this president and this administration are looking at every single tool to shield American families from the impact of rising energy prices. And we're working through an energy transition. And we've got to start by adding energy. And the reality is we have to take some time to get off of oil and gas. We recognize this. This is a transition.
Right. So she's honest about it. This is, you know, and she's even saying, look, the prices are high because we're transitioning, but we're trying to shield the American people. Again, that is November of 2021. Putin had not invaded Ukraine at that point. Okay, listen to her lie yesterday after admitting all this. That plan to lower prices? We love the high prices. They're awesome. Here's Republican Senator Josh Hawley grilling Jennifer Granholm, our energy secretary, who is now lying to you after everything she said in the past and claiming Putin did it.
Secretary Granholm, today in the state of Missouri, the average price of gasoline today, as of this morning, is $4.10. Average price of diesel is $5.18. And I'm sure you've seen the reporting this morning that now AAA is projecting that gas prices will hit a national average of $6 a gallon by the month of August. Is this acceptable to you?
No, it is not. And you can thank the activity of Vladimir Putin for invading Ukraine and pulling especially those barrels.
With all due respect, Madam Secretary, that's utter nonsense. In January of 2021, the average gas price in my state was $2.07. 8 months later, long before Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine, that price was up over 30%, and it has been going up consistently since. What are you doing to reverse this administration's policies that are drawing down our own supply of energy in this country, that are throttling oil and gas production in the United States of America? What are you doing about
it? With respect, sir, it is not administration policies that have affected supply and demand.
How can you say that when the price of gas was up over 30% from January to...
You
answer my questions, and it's my time, Madam Secretary, so why don't you answer my question? From January to August, the price of gasoline was up over 30%. In my state alone, it has been a continuous upward tick since then. And here's what your president did when he first came to office. He immediately re-entered the Paris Climate Accord. He canceled the Keystone Pipeline. He halted leasing programs in Anwar. He issued a 60-day halt on all new oil and gas leases and drilling permits on federal lands and waters. That's nationwide. That accounts, by the way, for 25% of U.S. oil production. He directed federal agencies to eliminate all supports for fossil fuels. He imposed new regulations on oil and gas and methane emissions. Those were all just in the first few days. Are you telling me that's had no effect on our energy supply?
And she goes on to deny. So, I mean, she's telling you herself. I mean, she thinks it's funny when gas prices go up in November 2021. But now it's a new, bigger, badder, better lie. Then they went to work on the energy secretary. She's a liar, too. And the senator grilling her tried to get her to say that gas prices were too high because they know the deal up there in Hill. They want these gas prices higher than they are. That is the goal. It is the policy. Listen to this. You're getting them not even to admit they're doing it. Okay, just say it's too high, Madam Interior Secretary of the Biden administration.
Do you believe that gas prices are too high?
Americans are still recovering from this terrible pandemic, and there are a lot of other world events that are making things difficult.
So it sounds you're unwilling to say that gas prices are too high.
We're doing all we can, Senator.
So understand, to circle back, explained the pain, not just at the pump, but the real pain when you go to try to feed your family. That inflation, according to circle back, two-thirds of that is caused, circle back Psaki, the spokesperson for Joe Biden, two-thirds of that is caused literally by what they're doing to the price of oil. And this is alternately either funny or they just don't think it's gone high enough. There's not enough suffering, as she just explained there.
We know if we look at the recent inflation data, depending on which data you look at, two-thirds to even 70% of inflation data is a result of energy prices. A large part of that is the result, and Chairman Powell has spoken to this, and Secretary Yellen has also spoken to this, as a result of President Putin's invasion of Ukraine and the impact on the global energy markets. Those are all steps and impacts that I don't think anyone could have predicted a year ago.
Yeah, she's lying. It's not Putin, as Hawley explained, and as Jennifer Granholm, like, she was proud of it. Energy Secretary is proud of it till it became politically inconvenient. Now they're lying. But the big takeaway there is they know oil is jacking up the price of food and they don't care. I mean, you want to talk about cruel. You know what kills you? I mean, financially. And financially is everything, right? I mean, they say money doesn't make you happy. Yeah, but if you don't have any, it'll make you miserable. That's the flip side they never tell you. One of the things standing in the way of people being able to just really have that nest egg, which is so critical to have it to, you know, just to fall back on and then eventually maybe to retire on, is impulse purchases. It's so easy to do. The average person, according to a new report, the average person spends $314 per month on impulse purchases. That's, think about that for a minute. That's the average person. So if there's two of you, right, like two adults in the household, you and your significant other, what is that? Like $600. Oh, my Lord. It's a car payment. It's a car payment. According to a new report, so $314 per month on impulse purchases. That's up from $276 in 2021. That's just because everything costs so much more. In some cases, the impulse buy might be one big item. The most the average person is willing to spend on a single item is now about $310. This year, the number one impulse buy is some kind of clothing. Food and groceries is second, followed by household items, shoes, technology, books, takeout, toys, coffee, and spa services. I can't imagine spending, I have three kids, spending a cent on a spa services. Oh my gosh. I do my own nail polishing. How do you avoid this? Okay, look, for somebody like me, I know the Dave Ramsey people would tell you, well, so you got a budget. Okay, I am never going to have a budget. I'm never going to have one. This is never going to happen. I am never going to be able to keep track of it. It might last 3 days, a week top. So what do? You need another strategy, right? And maybe you're not like me. Maybe you can go keep track of everything and know what level your impulse purchases are at. And that's the biggest problem. People don't realize, oh, wait, I forgot the other two impulse purchases I got this month. So start doing this, okay? Especially going into the times we're going into. What do you hear this audio from a Democrat who's telling us, food prices. Yeah, we could see them triple. What? You know who else used that triple? The Russian foreign minister. It was put out a statement the other day talking about, you know, how the grain that they produce in Ukraine produces and get to the world. He forecast a tripling of food prices. Scary, right? I mean, so you need to be putting this money away. You don't need to be making impulse purchases. So here's what you do. You ask this simple question. I heard it on Dave Ramsey once. I've applied it to my life ever since. It works. So it has saved me thousands of dollars. And that's this. Okay, I really like it. You know you're wrestling with it when you really like something. You are wrestling with, I like it, but I'm not going to let myself buy it unless I need it. And then I ask myself some version of the question, is there a way I could get by without it? Could I repurpose something? Could I wear this, use this, buy this, get this instead? What can I do instead of this? So number one, is it a need? That's the first question. You got to be honest with yourself. And number two, is there a creative way I could get by? And a lot of times I'll spend time thinking about the second question and a solution will dawn on me that I hadn't thought of. But, well, you know what? I've got an old one of these. And if I use it with that, I probably can get by with it. I have saved so much money that way. Now, I don't know if this will work for you. I put these things in two parts of my cart. I separate out, and I do this every time I shop. I separate because I can't budget. I cannot and I never will. I am way too, my husband is an in the lines, black and white kind of person. That's why he handles the finances and I do not. I am way too not that way. So I put the needs in one part of the cart and the, wow, this would be cool to do in the other part of the cart or to buy or to own or, you know, maybe it'd be good to get this now part of the cart. And then I fight a mental battle all the way to the cash register. I do this almost every time I shop. And I am that pain in the neck. I feel bad for the checkout, for the cashier girls, because I'm the one who ends up leaving like a third of the stuff on the side. So for me, I just have to hold on to it. But I almost never leave the store with it. Sometimes I've taken it back when I'm in the car and I'm like, nah, you know what? I lied to myself. I can't justify this purchase. It's going back. And for me, even if it's a small item, it was $5, it was $7, it's the point of the thing. It's the battle with yourself. It's the discipline. So I'll take it back. And you need to, and really, honestly, this is where we all have to be right now till we know how this is going to end up. I just bought a new pair of shoes because I finally could put shoes in the need category after I left a streak out there in the hallway. Lee knows where it is because he saw me fall. My older pair had worn out to the point on the bottom that they were dangerous and I fell. And I went, okay, you know what? Now I need a new pair of shoes. I can justify. So I got a really nice new pair of shoes, $54. But I threw the old ones out because they were dangerous. So that's a need now. And I get to go shoe shopping. I had fun doing it. And you know what? It's such a treat when you know you need it. You're totally justified in it. And so you can go and shop and have fun with it. So much fun to buy stuff. It sort of stretches out the high of the impulse, if that makes any sense. So that was a need. I'm not going to fall anymore and slip because the bottom of my shoe, all of the, you know, rubber's worn off. I'm safe now. Lee doesn't have to pick me up off the floor out there, and we're good. But you should, if you don't have a large nest egg right now, you got to think that way. Texter writes, Tara, my big impulse buying is ammo. Okay, well, see, no, that's one. I could have a good debate on you with you about whether that's a need or a want category. That might fall into a need category. It sort of depends on what you're using it for. But you need to have the debate with yourself and to just ask those two questions. I found it helps me tremendously because I'm never going to budget. What is your big impulse buy? And how did you get, what is your strategy? How did you get over or get around or manage not to do it anymore or to get a hold on it? It's $300 a month and then the two of you are going nuts. $300 for him, $300 for her, $600 out the gate. You don't even know where the money went.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.